Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
Hey, if you've suffered an injury in an accident and would like a free case review, make sure you call the super team at Daspit Law Firm. Free consultations are available.
Broadcasting live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, it's John and Lance
on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5.
All right, welcome back here on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. We have an email, and this is on us. We talk about the Astros weekend, but one of the biggest stories from the weekend, obviously Brandon Young, he was unbelievable, gave up one hit, right? In eight full innings, he threw 93 pitches. Framber pitched 6 2/3, gave up 9 hits, 4 runs, 3 of them earned. His comments after the game were interesting. Now, Framber, before, he was pissed off about, it was about, I don't know, maybe a month ago or so. He had pitched a great game, but they gave up a run because a guy hit a ball down the right field line that should have been a double, turned into a triple, scored a run from first, and Framber was pissed off about the positioning, which you don't ever hear. You rarely ever hear a guy saying something like that. But this one, the other night, when Brandon Young is mowing through the Astros lineup, Framber said this, how little time he had to rest because his teammates were getting no hits. It affected me 100%. I didn't even get to sit down. There were already 3 outs. I didn't even have time to drink water. And then when he was asked, he didn't back up home plate on a play where it was a really good throw from the outfield. It just hit the runner as he was getting to home. The ball goes back to the backstop. Framber's not back there. Nobody's back there. So another run came home. And here's what Framber had to say. I felt like I should have been back there. I 100% blame myself for that. I feel like the game should have been 2-0. But I can't control the fly balls that they hit. I can't control the throws. I can't control the other fundamental parts of baseball. But I 100% blame myself for not being back there.
Mm. Well, Framber, I mean, it was bad baseball. It's basic baseball. You learn that in Little League.
Framber is not long for this. His comments of late, talking about the positioning to the media, talking about I don't even have time to drink water because they're getting out. I you know what? I can't control people throwing the ball away. Framber is so out of here. Framber, it feels like he's got a pissed off opinion about what's going on here, about him not getting a deal here, that he just feels like, I don't give a rat's ass. I'm going to say what I want. And those comments are not. You ever hear him say something like this before this year?
No.
No.
I don't ever hear him really talk much about anything.
Well, he does
post game stuff. He's always been a pretty good teammate, I guess.
Yeah, he's always been a really good teammate. But now maybe the frustrating part is he's not. I mean, well, here was a frustrating part. He had, 13 straight starts, and he only had 9 wins. He had 13 straight starts that he should have won, and he only had 9 wins because the offense just sucked for him. Then he has, you know, and he's not getting a contract. He's not getting a contract from the Astros. So, you know, maybe all of this is starting to build up with him. And, you know, when they get no hit, when they get perfect gamed and you're the opposing pitcher, I guess that must have been frustrating. He's like, damn, I didn't even have time to drink water. Could you guys do something? I got to do everything around here.
Mm-hmm.
But you don't hear guys saying stuff like this.
No,
you just don't.
No,
and Frombers ain't afraid to say it right now. And to me, it means he doesn't give a rat's ass, and he ain't gonna be here. Not that he was gonna be here anyway. I don't know. There's very little hope that they're gonna come, that the two sides are gonna come together, because the Astros ain't paying them that.
No, they're not. Nope. They should. I mean, he's been a really good pitcher for the Astros, but, you know, I mean, none of this other stuff should really matter. You should just get him signed. But I don't think they're going to. I don't think he's going to take the Astros' offer. If I'm the Astros, I'm offering him a 5-year deal and hoping that's good enough. But we'll see. He's a left-hander who's got a, you know, who's been very, very consistent. He's going to get more money than they're comfortable paying.
Well,
I think
here's another case of, I don't know that. You know, he was on a roll, and now these last few outings that he's had, you know, he's probably thinking, I'm losing money here. And if he would have, if 3 starts ago or 4 starts ago, if he was shut down or whatever, if you didn't add these, he's one of the highest paid pitchers in baseball. Not that you should worry about these last 3 or 4 starts, but they're affecting his numbers. And he has not looked like the same guy these last. He is his last 4 starts or so. He's not the ace of this team.
Mm-hmm.
Hunter Brown's got it going on.
He looks back. He has to be. You don't have any choice.
Yep.
You don't have any choice. You got Javier leave in his last start. Luis Garcia was okay in his last rehab start. He gave up. You know, he wasn't exactly dominant in his last rehab start, but he's obviously getting closer to coming back, and we'll see what he's got. Eric Geddy, you want to see what Eric Geddy's got? He had that weird start. His last start was a very weird one. Gave up 1 hit and 5 walks.
Yeah.
You know, but he didn't give up a bunch of runs.
He didn't give up runs. He had his out pitch.
When is he going? He should be. When is Spencer going? Did they skip him by any chance? His last start was the 12th.
No,
we got Hunter.
He's pitching game one tonight.
He's pitching tonight. And then you got Hunter versus Scooble. Is Scooble in Trouble?
No, you said it. I didn't.
Hunter, and then you got Charlie Morton going up against Frombie. I think that's the other.
Yeah, that's it. Eric Geddy, Brown, and Valdez. It doesn't get any better than that for the Astros. We'll see.
Well, on paper.
Right.
I mean, it could be better. Alexander. It could, you know, where's your number 3, Alexander?
Well, he is. He's right now. He's better than Eric Geddy, but I got more faith than Eric Geddy. Although Jason Alexander's done a really nice job.
Jason Alexander, there's nothing wrong with him with what he's done last like 4 outings.
Nope.
He's been good. Nope. He's got some movement on his fastball. He throws that little breaking pitch. He keeps it low in the zone. He throws that little slider, that little sweeper. Tries to backdoor left-hand hitters with it. I like what I've seen from him. I really do. And I like the way he keeps the ball low in his zone. Like, he looks like a guy who has some potential to maybe go into camp next year, go into spring, and battle for a 5th pitching spot. He's got so much competition now with J.P. France coming back, Garcia, Christian Javier, I guess McCullers, Hunter Brown, probably not Fromber. You know, he may have maybe he has a shot. Can you beat out Lance McCullers? I don't see why not.
Yeah. So is Fromber turning into John Granato at 6'10 in the last days?
No, he's not that bad.
No, but I you don't see guys saying what Fromber's been saying lately. You just don't see it. I believe in John Granato, man of the people. His wife was wearing a Dodgers gear and he didn't, while Lance, I believe, wore a Cowboys hat for the NFL Network. Thank you.
I had to put on the hat of who did the best on day 2 of the draft. By the way, I was wrong. Cowboys day 2 of that draft didn't end up being that great, but I had to wear the hat.
But you just wanted to wear that hat. That's
they were
all.
Fitted hats, and it was a literally a hat for peanut heads. Mm-hmm. And I was like, oh, and instead of just picking a different team, I'm like, I just need to stick with the team that I think actually had the best day too, instead of realizing that that would turn into a meme.
So you tossed away all your integrity of being a Houston fan and we're wrong.
It wasn't about integrity. My integrity was I got to stick. No, I was too
integrity. No, your Houston fan integrity.
I was too integrity.
Makes you not choose that hat. Instead, you tossed away all of that.
Should have just gone for the size. I should have said whoever had the best the hat that fit best. I should have just said Raiders did best. Good. Instead of, you know,
what was the Cowboys?
Instead of, it's the Cowboys.
Who were the Cowboys picks?
Connor Williams.
He was a good center in Miami, not with the Cowboys.
Not with the Cowboys.
No.
Not with the Cowboys. That would have been the 2017, 2016 draft. 2017, I think, NFL draft.
And that was back when day two was like 4-7 or
no,
it was 2-3
back
then.
2-3, yeah. I think it was still 2-3. No, it wasn't. No, because that was Taco Charlton the first. Oh my gosh.
Yeah, Connor Williams was in the 18 draft. He's retired already, by the way.
Oh yeah, Michael Gallup, Dorrance Armstrong. They did okay. They did Dalton Schultz. They did okay. Although he wasn't day two. Connor Williams already retired, huh?
Yeah.
Wow.
No real reasoning why he was with Seattle last year, and then the middle of the season said, I'm done. I'm out.
I can tell you NFL people thought he was maybe not in love with football. He had real issues with bullying when he was young or in high school or something, where he was bullied and it had an impact on him. And not to make light, but I just, you know, NFL people are weird. They just didn't. I just talked to some people who didn't think he was. I found this out, but there was an article that was written about it, but they were like, I don't know if he's wired for an NFL offensive line room. And then in Dallas, it didn't appear to be. But he was okay with you guys, right?
He was good. He had an ACL that kind of short-circuited his career there. They moved on, signed the Titans center,
Aaron Brewer. How about in that
Aaron
draft,
Brewer.
18, they had Leighton Vander Esch and Connor Williams. Both of them were retired, right?
Yeah, I think Leighton's out of the game too, right?
Leighton was a good player, but he had a neck issue coming out, and I think it ended up maybe getting him. But, man, Leighton Vander Esch was like...
I remember him.
He was a good player.
One of those surprising Cowboys teams. He did the wolf howl when he did well. Connor Williams started all 9 games last year, started the first 9 games, and said, I'm done. I'm out.
Huh.
In the middle of the season.
Their top 2 picks from the Cowboys are retired 6 years into the league. 7 years into the league.
Wow. What did we think of Nick Chubb the other day?
Not bad.
Yeah.
Not bad. I mean, here's the thing with Nick Chubb. It's one thing to go through drills. When you're actually playing a game, he sees holes. He's going to hit them. He's not going to have a lot of burst left, but he's going to be efficient getting to them. He's not going to do a lot of dancing. You know, he's going to play like a pro. He's going to play like a pro. That's all you can ask. He doesn't have the same juice he used to have, but he's a pro running back, and I think he'll be okay. He's not going anywhere. Running back if Joe Mixon's out. That's going to happen.
Will he have the most carries?
All year?
Yeah.
Oh, God forbid.
Well, if Joe's not around.
I mean, something really bad with
Joe Mixon.
If Joe's
not around, what are you going to do?
Yeah, but do you not think Joe Mixon can't heal?
Well, I don't. Okay. Will he have second most to Joe?
Oh, yeah.
Or the most if Joe's not back?
Oh, yeah, 100%.
Really?
Yeah. I think they're going to get. Not a committee. If Joe comes back healthy, it isn't going to be a committee, but I think it'll look something like 70-30. I mean, of primary carries. Of course, I think Darre is going to get that spot ahead of Damian Pierce. Like a third running back spot, I think it goes to Darre. He just does too much on third downs, plays on special teams, feels like he's got a little bit more explosiveness than Damian Pierce. I think Darre, and I feel like the Texans just trust Darre more.
Yeah.
Yep. I mean, I never feel bad when he's in the game.
Who?
Darre. I think there's a chance he'll make a play.
He's the word is probably serviceable. He's not explosive.
You're right.
But he makes, you know what? He makes the right plays. We've seen him in pass pro. He runs the ball just fine. But he's, you know, he's not explosive. Joe Mixon was awesome. Joe Mixon plays with an attitude. Joe Mixon play, you know, I mean, it's just different. Dare is good. He's great. That's fine. He's fine, but he's a backup running back. If you've got to depend on Dare all year to be your lead back, I think you got some problems.
Mm-hmm. Well, yeah.
Yeah.
With Dare, you mean?
Yeah,
Dare. Yeah, you got some problems.
Yeah, you got problems.
What about Nick Chubb? Do you have problems if it's Nick Chubb?
Yeah, I think you do. I do.
I think you do at this stage, too. I don't think you're explosive enough. And you know, I did a radio interview with Ian Fitzsimmons and Amber Wilson. They had me kind of break down the Texans moving forward. And I was talking about offensive line, and it got to Tunsil. And I go, tell us more about Tunsil. And what was the deal? Why did he leave? But they were asking, Amber asked, do you think there's going to be problems for D'Amico Ryans trying to get this offense right? I said, honestly, I don't think this is a D'Amico issue. This is a, to me, this is a find the right coordinator who can click with CJ. Because CJ's, he's pretty, he can be a little bullheaded behind the scenes. I think he believes there's a right way to do things. And he has a, like a lot of quarterbacks, you know, this is the way we need to do things. And so you got to find the right guy that's going to connect with him and can tell him that he'll listen to. Like, there's some personality elements that have to click. But for me, this is not a D'Amico issue. This is a Nick Caserio issue. It's his job to get the offensive line right. If he doesn't, all this stuff ain't going to matter. Nick needs to do his job, and he's done a poor job on the offensive line. He's done great everywhere else. But the O-line is a glaring weakness despite his attempts to get it done, you know. He spent second rounder on Scruggs. First, he wasn't here for Howard. Second rounder on Ursary. A second rounder on, Scruggs, I mentioned. He spent a bunch of money on Shaq Mason. That was a miss. You know, Scruggs has been a miss up to this point. Kenyon Green in the first round miss. Like, this guy's got a lot of misses. And you should hit on first and second rounders and free agency picks.
Yeah.
And these are all misses for him.
So you saying it's the coordinator or Nick?
I say it's not on D'Amico Ryans to get this
right. No, well, D'Amico's just, you give me the players, and I'm going to coach them up, and I don't even coach that side of the ball.
I think finding the right coordinators and play callers is extremely important, but ultimately, I think that one goes hand in hand with, you got to get the personnel right up front, and that's Nick Caserio's job. That's not on D'Amico Ryans. That's, Nick needs to do a better job there. And I'm sure, now, I know he'll tell you that he and D'Amico aren't worried about it, and so you shouldn't be worried about it. But I'm not sure if I'm listening to him on offensive line stuff, if we're being honest. Based on the track record, I'm not sure I can trust Nick Caserio on the offensive line.
Nope. All right, we got a break. 713-780-3776. Time for you, Lance, to talk a little Gulf Coast Chevy.
Gulf Coast Chevy, Buick GMC. I'm going to talk about that Buick, the Buick Enclave. That's what I'm driving. Love the Buick Enclave. Handles, I've got the 7-seater. The Enclave is a 7-seater. And handles great. Very smooth ride. Very well-built, durable, sporty interior. Looks great on the outside. It's a vehicle that I think more people need to know about. I'm a very, very big fan. I also drove the Chevy Traverse, and I love the Traverse. But I'm telling you, the Buick Enclave is right there with the Traverse. It's awesome. My son drives the Buick Envision and takes really good care of his car. He has had no issues with it at all. In fact, it's on a lease, and he wants to do that balloon payment at the end to purchase it if it makes sense, because that's how much he likes the Envision and the way the Envision handles. The Buick family, the Encore, they've got deep discounts right now, unbelievable finance rates. Go check out Buick online at Gulf Coast Chevy, BuickGMC.com. Of course, there's other vehicles to look at, but I'm here to vouch for Buick. It's been great for our family. Take a look at it yourself. Shop online or head down to Angleton and test drive one for yourself. Buick, Gulf Coast Chevy, BuickGMC.com.
You're back in the Veritex Community Bank Studios with John and Lance
on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5.
Welcome back here on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. 713-780-3776. If you want to get in, well, this is our last segment, right, though? Before we hit News of the Weird.
Yeah, so, supposedly.
I don't know, Del, you got anything that we missed?
Yeah, I got something. UFC 319. Holy crap. Two spinning elbow finishes, knockouts, before you get to the final event, which is Duplessis versus Hazmat. And it was one of the biggest beatings I've ever seen. He just kept, Hazmat kept getting Dricus Duplessis to the ground, just kept getting him drowned and just staying on him. And he got him in four crucifixes where he was just punching him in the face. Not crazy angles, so they didn't stop the fight. It was one of the, it was reminding me of The Revenant. And I even said that when the bear took on Leo DiCaprio, it was that big a blowout. Remember how the bear did Leo?
Yeah, bear won.
That's what this fight was.
No, I don't want to.
Now, there wasn't as much damage done as what the bear did, but it was that kind of complete and total annihilation.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Did you see Giannis slap his teammate?
Giannis Antetokounmpo?
Yeah. Holy crap, dude. They're in a huddle. They've got a huddle on the by the bench. He's in a t-shirt. He's not even playing. And he comes over a guy that's like two guys away from him and goes around and he just slaps Larentz Zakis in the back of the head. I mean, hard. In the Greek huddle. I was like,
oh my God.
You see it? He hit him good. I was like, man, if he was a Rocket, who would he slap?
Well,
in the back
only,
of the head.
He only get away with that with the Grease team. He can't do that to a Rocket.
Wow. What did he say about that?
I don't know that he was asked about it.
I don't think anybody asked him in case
that
they
was
got
a
slapped.
Hard slap.
Yeah. That was like a Will Smith slap.
Big time. It was a Will Smith slap. You know what? That's leadership. Sometimes you have to slap guys if you need to lead them.
Except he was in a t-shirt. He wasn't even playing. He's not even.
Yeah, that's tough action when you're not playing and you're slapping teammates in the back.
Yeah,
of the
you're
head.
Slapping teammates.
That was a hard
slap. That
dude slap.
must have said something.
Lawrence, so you think there's a justification for it?
What did he say?
What could he possibly have said? He wasn't even looking at Giannis at the time.
I don't know. What did he say?
I don't know, man.
I don't think
he said
somebody
anything.
Said, I can't tell if he's angry or playing around. That wasn't
That's a playing around slap.
That was not playing around.
That's not a playing around slap.
That's like you just said my bald wife is something.
Oh.
Yeah. You just made fun of my bald wife. That's what that was.
I mean, that is the same energy, though.
Yep. That was
man,
weird.
He really wants you to listen while he's talking in the huddle.
What else did we...
Well, apparently Kendrick Perkins is receiving death threats over his controversial take about Antetokounmpo. The ESPN analyst opened up about chilling threats sent to him and his family because of his commentary during the 2021 NBA Finals. Kendrick said something crazy. What did he say? During an episode of Road Tripping, Perkins recalled that he and his wife were subject to online threats after comparing Giannis to Robin and Chris Middleton to Batman.
Well, that was silly. I don't know if you deserve death threats for it, but it's silly.
Yeah, but we can't take anything Kendrick says seriously, can we?
Well, so do you believe that he got the death threats or you don't believe?
No, he may have. Somebody on Twitter may have said, I'd kill you for that, and then that's a death threat. But, I mean, I can't believe he said Middleton was Batman.
He's Kendrick. I can believe he said it.
You can even believe he said something like that?
Yes, it's Kendrick Perkins. Of course I can.
He says stupid stuff all the time.
Chris Middleton is Batman. Was that based off?
He said they found the dude and locked him up. I don't know.
Do you believe that?
No. Well, I haven't heard of anyone who's made an online threat who gets arrested in this country.
Yeah. Is the guy from England? I know they take that seriously over there in the UK.
According to Perkins, he showed the messages to executives at ESPN who identified the perpetrator. All of this sounds weird. ESPN said, who did this?
We'll and they got the law? Up. And
they found the dude and locked them up.
Well,
no,
in the UK?
I wasn't serious.
Yeah,
if it
was in the UK, I believe it. But
in
if
the
it
UK,
happened over
they,
here.
If you say something, you get locked up now. You get locked up in the UK.
In this country?
Not in this country.
Well, that's what I'm saying.
Not in UK, Kentucky, University of Kentucky, no.
Yeah, no. I don't know. I guess it happened. I feel like it came from Kendrick Perkins, so I'm not sure I can believe any of it happened. But the only thing I really do believe is he said that Chris Middleton was Batman. That is definitely a Kendrick Perkins statement.
I guess that is something he would say. It'd be crazy. Like,
it was probably because Giannis wasn't a guy they're going to go to hit a perimeter jumper late. So Chris Middleton's their clutch guy. He knocks down those jumpers. So he probably called him Batman because of that. never mind the fact
Chris Middleton's
never in the situation to knock down a clutch jumper if not for Giannis. But whatever.
Chris Middleton barely plays basketball anymore.
Yeah, he's with the Wizards now. Pretty much barely playing basketball. I think he's with the Wizards still. He got traded for. You get traded for Kyle Kuzma.
Ooh, that hurts.
Your team who was...
Fashionista Kyle Kuzma.
Your team who was on the outside of the Eastern Conference contenders thought Kyle Kuzma would be a better fit for their championship run.
Man, that stinks.
That's a tough fall from grace.
That is tough.
That, yeah, from where
it's
he
was. Hard
to
come back from that one.
Yeah. Now he's stuck on the Wizards with C.J. McCollum.
He's stuck on the Wizards.
He is. Like, they traded Jordan Poole
for
McCollum.
You don't go to the Wizards. You get stuck on the Wizards.
Yeah, even the guys who get drafted are like, how long do I got to stay here?
Yeah.
What is it? Oh, who was it said, you don't go to Mississippi State. You end up at Mississippi State.
I know it wasn't. It wasn't Crash.
No, I think it. Well, I can't say. I know. I think I remember now. And you can't say stuff like that.
Well, you can. Even though you can absolutely say stuff like that.
Yep. All right, Dell. What else? Did we miss anything?
We missed. What did you do today?
We'll try to do that tomorrow. Sorry, everybody. The phones are good and working tomorrow. We will do that tomorrow. So if you were,
are they working for your show?
I don't know that yet. They may. We'll see.
How is Eric going to call in and ask you something
ridiculous
about washed up actress?
Well,
and whether or not she'd be an OnlyFans.
No, that's La Salsa. La Salsa does that. Eric will ask about anchors on local television. Who do I think is better looking? Who do I think is
do you
got
answer
a workout
that?
Video? No, because I don't actually know what most of them look like. I don't watch a lot of local television anymore, at least news. So he asked me, and I have the simple. Easy way to get out of it. Sorry, Eric. I don't know what that woman looks like. I'm not insulting anyone. I'm not comparing women on a platform. None of it. I don't know what they look like. It's an easy out. And all I got to do to use it, not watch local news. That's pretty easy for me.
And he asked me about it when Art did when Wendy was the GM at Channel
13.
You
can't answer those questions.
I can't answer that, Art.
Yeah, it's usually like...
I have an opinion.
I'm sure... Yes, we all have opinions. I'm sure... Yeah. It's usually Myra Moreno and then some other woman. I don't know. Those are his go-tos.
Not Charlie Edit... no, it's usually...
Charlie XCX.
No, he doesn't ask about Charlie XCX.
No. No, 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 no. We missed a lot of Texan sound from the other day, but...
Oh, don't worry about it. Speaking of things that'll happen on my show... This
See,
is not
there
my
he
fault.
Is.
It's
just
not my
keeping
fault.
It quiet
this
so he can have all the
I
Texans.
I didn't keep it quiet. It was on the rundown.
Why didn't you get to the Texan sound, John? That's what people are here for, is the swarm.
To listen to D'Amico talk about the O-line and, you know, he didn't
That's
get to
That's what
they're
it. Here for. That's right.
You know.
They can get that over on 610.
Speaking of Giannis, you talk about Giannis being not such a great teammate. He's no longer his teammate, but Chauncey Gardner-Johnson couldn't even wait 24 hours before he goes, 8-ball, getting his number back. He couldn't even wait for the...
Oh, my God.
He tweeted out. He couldn't even wait. It was like... It was maybe an hour after the deal was
Do you think Chauncey...
Reported.
Is that why they traded him?
I don't know.
Do you think Chauncey had a visual celebration? Like, you could see him start pumping his fist?
Pump?
Oh, hell yeah. Something like that.
I wouldn't put it past him.
I think 100%.
So, what you will hear... on my show is the initial sound of Chauncey talk about wanting a number 8. I love you, Mechie, but I want that number. He couldn't even wait for Mechie to fly out. 8-ball. He put it on Twitter.
8-ball.
On Twitter.
8-ball. Man. If Stephon Diggs said it, I'd be like, oh man, what does he mean? What does he mean? What the 8-ball?
Stop.
That's not your problem anymore. That's a New England problem.
That's a New England problem. Oh, and apparently they're having problems with him in New England.
Yeah, Mike Vrabel had to answer a question about, I don't know if he wasn't practicing one day or something. And
Vrabel, this is recently?
Yeah. And Vrabel's like, he didn't want to answer. He didn't want to answer questions on Stephon Diggs' behalf. He's like, I don't do this.
No, I ain't doing that. Listen, I don't have to do that anymore. I ain't answering questions. I'm supposed to answer a Stephon Diggs question.
They signed it to a multi-year deal.
Apparently, Alperen Şengün's agent says he's shooting more threes this year.
Yeah, supposedly.
No, not supposedly. This year we focused mostly on three-point shooting. That shot was forbidden for him before. There's big pressure on him to shoot more.
Forbidden.
The NBA is modern basketball. They want him to be a five or four who can stretch.
I like
it. We worked from day one to the last, perfecting his shooting mechanics. Now he needs mental stability and confidence.
I mean, personally, I like it.
Yeah, I mean, if he can knock him down, I'm fine with it.
Yeah, I think it makes him a better – I think it elevates his game. Like, I don't know that there's a lot more he can do with the ball in his hands, getting to the basket, all that. I think there's ways he can improve. But to me, how do you take your game to the next level? You're not going to be a big shot blocker. You do as much as you can. You're not a big explosive leaper. Stretching his game out and hitting from three at a 34% clip, now that or higher, now that takes his game to a little different level.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
I just worried that is he going to fall in love with standing out there? You know what I'm saying?
I don't want that to happen.
Yeah, right. I mean, and that's a possibility. Yeah, I mean,
yes.
If that becomes the case, then Ime's got to step in and go, dude, you can take him, you know, but we're going to do that sparingly. I need you on the boards.
Well, who forbid him from shooting that before? That doesn't sound like the Rockets.
Well, he wasn't good at it. So guess what? Don't do it. You're not.
Did the Rockets forbid him?
I don't know about forbidding, but they told him, no, listen, stop taking those shots. Yeah, I could see that. What? Okay, Corey Brewer, stop taking threes. You're not good at it. All right, stop.
Yeah, I have no interest in Corey Brewer.
Yeah. I think that's it. Okay. I think that might be it. That might be it. Brian McTaggart, did you see this, though? Brian McTaggart sets the record straight about those knuckleheaded yahoos who don't have media credentials and are never in the locker room but act like they cover the Astros. This needed to be said. Brian McTaggart's profile is real account, real reporter, not someone who pretends to be a reporter but has no credentials.
Yeah, it was in I forgot what he was responding to, but he tweeted that out, and Berman was like, yeah, that's right.
Tell him.
You tell him.
Not like those yahoos like John and Lance.
Well, I don't think he's referencing the Hall of Fame.
I doubt it. We're not trying to act like we're in the locker room.
I think it's more like the Astros act, those accounts that just talk Astros baseball, and maybe they don't have a credential, but either they have sources or they don't. New media types. You guys aren't new media. You're legend. What is it called? Classical OG? Media. What's it called? I forgot. There's a
legacy.
Term. Legacy media. There it is. You guys are legacy media.
Yeah.
Legendary media.
Well, Hall of Fame media.
That's what we are. Ain't nobody else. I don't see anybody else in there. Is Berman in?
It wouldn't be the radio. No, it wouldn't be for that.
No.
Mark Berman supposedly is retired.
Doesn't feel like it.
It doesn't feel like it at all.
I mean, he's not on Fox, but it doesn't feel like he's retired.
Yeah.
I thought he was just going to be gone, and now, man, it's like Astros lose.
He's taunting the
Astros win
the
in
Mariners.
13 innings, 5-4. Like, man.
Like, he'll taunt the Mariners and the Rangers when they lose.
Yeah.
I love that. He couldn't do that before. Now he does.
No, I just don't think he can stay away. This is all he knows. This is his life.
Well, right. And why shouldn't he? Keep it up. Except you ain't getting paid. I don't know. Lance, I don't know. Did you guys, you and Will, talk at all about Aaron Wilson?
No, but, well, Dell told me. Dell gave me the heads up on that. I had no idea. I had no idea it got that spicy.
It got spicy. Spicy on the show now.
Will did not hold back.
He didn't hold back at all about his feelings. Wow.
Apparently, yeah.
And then he told us a little bit more
And Lance kind of confirmed what Will told us about how a certain team didn't appreciate the way
a certain team
went about stuffs. Yeah. And so he could kind of confirm what that text that Will sent us was.
Oh, yeah. They were really pissed that he told on
Titus Howard was Dolphins
guard.
Week, right?
It was supposed to be quiet. It was done during the week. It was supposed to be quiet. And I found that out on the way to Mobile. Like, they were furious with him.
Yeah. Wow.
Yeah, but I don't know. I mean, I get along with Aaron fine. I didn't know that Will and some of those other guys had that
vitriol
beef.
Was out there.
No, I'm not. I'm also not a – we're not working the beat, you know, so.
No. All right, we got a break. All-State siding is what we got to talk about.
All-State windows and siding. All-State windows and siding. Let me tell you about these windows. They're made in Texas. Why is that a big deal? Well, you can have windows made in China, but those windows are not going to be as strong. They're not going to have the durability. They're not going to be battle-tested against hurricane-strength wind. Now, they have legitimate hurricane-strength windows that they install down in the Galveston area. But for us, we still need, you know, look, we have our derechos. I didn't even know that was a thing until last year. We have our tornadoes here and there. Not as many. We definitely have hurricanes. We have big wind that comes in. So you need windows that are built for that. You have need windows that are built for hail. You need windows that are built for the extreme heat that have that are sealed properly so you keep your electricity, your air conditioning in. You need efficiency, and the efficiency of these windows help you reduce your energy payments by as much as 40%. Man, that is a really, really big deal. Go with Allstate Windows and Siding. They have been doing it for years and years, family-owned, family-operated, huge discounts, big discounts per window when you do 10 windows or more, and they've got $2,500 off of complete siding jobs as well, and they do great work with home siding. Once you get the siding on, you are done. No more wood repair, no more painting your home. You're set. AllstateWindowsAndSiding.com. That's AllstateWindowsAndSiding.com.
Time now for News of the Weird.
People are weird.
With John and Lance.
That's real weird.
All right, welcome back here on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. Apparently, there's some controversy out there about the Superman movie. A major studio blockbuster, not so much. Many believe Superman would charge towards $700 million. Their time specifically pointed to $700 million needed as the number to, in its words, save Hollywood and recoup the $225 million production budget before costs. Apparently, the gun is saying, we are not going to lose money, but it is not the blockbuster hit you two were reporting.
No one said it was a blockbuster.
Good luck with that.
Inching towards.
It wasn't a flop.
You said flop. I didn't say blockbuster.
You said it's a flop. They're going to make money.
Inching towards $600 million at the box office.
It's a terrible thing for everybody involved.
I don't think so.
Okay.
Superman, one day ago, James Gunn's Superman box office overtakes Tobey Maguire's Last Spider-Man.
Yeah, guess what?
Look at this. This is news of the weird. You lead off with
a movie's
going to $600
million. He's pretty much just airing grievances because he thinks he's right. That's all.
I got news of the weird. Did you know? Well, this is an actual news of the weird. They're now Rice Krispies are the big hits right now with marathon runners, endurance cyclers, and ultra marathoners. There's one runner, professional runner, who will consume an entire box of 16 Rice Krispie treats. It turns out the carbs in Rice Krispie treats are better for you than some of the other carbs
Porky,
when they want a carb
hog,
load.
Fat ass, yeah. Double wide, butterball.
So they're going up to 1,000 carbs now before marathon running. So now Rice Krispie treats are being consumed, and you can see runners eating Rice Krispie treats on the course.
Used to be just to have a bowl of pasta.
Yeah, you used to eat spaghetti. Now they're like, spaghetti?
Yeah.
We're trying to get some Rice Krispie in here. We don't need to get bloated because of all this gluten.
Yeah, no, how about that? How about that? McDonald's in Japan has nixed their Happy Meal Pokemon card promotion. What they found was everybody was buying the Happy Meal and throwing the food out right away. They had tons of burgers and everything just thrown in their garbage just to get the Pokemon. And they just feel like it's a waste of food. Do you feel like you should waste a Happy Meal to get a Pokemon card?
Another instance where Japan is very different from America. American McDonald's don't care if you waste the food. You already bought the food. If their policy is we're not going to serve this anymore because it's a waste of food, that would not fly in America.
No, America says, okay, well, we're fine with
waste
that.
Waste all the food you want.
If you throw it out.
If you've already bought it.
Right. Do what you want with it. Just do what you want
with it. It's not weird. People go do things for the I didn't know it was like that in Japan, but yeah, people do that here. They'll just go to get the meal for the toy. But usually, because it's us, we will still eat the fries and the nuggets. Right. We wouldn't toss them away. Sean and I were having a discussion. When was the last time you thought about going to McDonald's?
The last time I thought, it's never? Been a long time for me.
Yeah.
A long time. I'll go to a Whataburger on time, from time to time, but I don't know when the last time I was at a McDonald's.
I can't remember the last time it was, you know what, let's go. I want to go to McDonald's. I can't remember.
Right.
But there, we know people do it. I just don't. It's not part of my life, the McDonald's experience anymore. Unless I'm craving the caramel sundae, and then you got to hope the machine works. Exactly. Which is a 50-50 proposition.
Exactly. But that
our machine?
Work,
well, no, not
it's
ours.
A zero proposition.
Well, the McDonald's one, not ours. Our vending machine never works.
Yeah.
Been out of commission for like a month now.
Never.
That guy
never.
Hates money.
All right. Yeah. Japan. Who cares what they do with the food?
They already right? bought it. You win.
Got everybody. They can do what they want with the food. PETA loves that they threw it out. Okay?
Oh, no. The animals are already dead.
Well, that's true.
I was just watching. Yeah. I was just watching.
Kill more animals to throw them in the garbage.
Righteous Gemstones, where Kelvin wanted to, he would buy up all the sex toys and then throw them away just to so there wouldn't be any left
I
in
saw
the sex
that episode.
Shop. I bought. Great job. We bought them all up. They opened the door and they got the. You gotta see the
he's
thing.
He's a youth
there.
Pastor, right?
We did. He's a youth pastor, and he bought up all the sex toys out of all the shops. Like, haha, with supply chain issues, they're going to have a hard time restocking.
All right, we're done. Mopey and Mapes next right here on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. Hope you enjoyed the show. We will play What Did You Learn This Weekend and Monday in one set.
You're gonna love
Let's go, Eric Getty.
You're going to love this, John. The phones are back.
Oh, of course they are. This show's over. Every problem at this station is during this show.
And we never get food delivered
in
here.
Every problem is always this show.
And everyone eats food and we don't.
Right.
You usually hang out here and get the food. What are you talking about?
Not for a long time. I'm not hanging out here now until it's like, you know, and now I may not be invited for the food anymore.
What did you do? Oh, yeah, I remember what you did.
What did you do? What did you do?
We're not going to talk about it anymore. But before you go,
did you bring more potato chips?
No, he can't do that now because the vending machine doesn't work. But you know, he caused an HR problem, and who would fix that HR problem, John?
HRP. If you've got an HR problem like Lance, then all you need is HR. And Lance he has had issues. I've never had an issue. Everybody thinks I'm the problem. Well, maybe it's Lance is the problem. HRP could tell you. HRP knows. HRP knows your business, and they know how to solve your HR problems, like Lance. Me? Not so much, okay? I'm actually not an HR problem. What I am is, well, what HRP is. Let's talk about HRP and not just me. But HRP is a great company to help you with your HR issues, and you should not handle them yourself. You really shouldn't. Because HRP is, they know what to do with your HR problems. They know how to handle Lance. If you're looking for the best way to handle your HR issues, to handle your payroll, to handle your taxes, to handle your 401ks, to handle your benefits, to handle your insurance, all of these things, HRP does. You don't know these things. You sell your widgets. You're really good at it. They're really good at payroll, HR, and taxes. What you need is the experts at HRP to help your business grow and be better, as good as it can possibly be. HRP.net, 281-880-6525, or HRP.net.
This is ESPN 97.5.
Bye, babe.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen, brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3-bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort-style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
Time is precious, and so are our pets. So time with our pets is extra precious. That's why we started Dutch. Dutch provides 24/7 access to licensed vets with unlimited virtual visits and follow-ups for up to 5 pets. You can message a vet at any time and schedule a video visit the same day. Our vets can even prescribe medication for many ailments, and shipping is always free. With Dutch, you'll get more time with your pets and year-round peace of mind when it comes to their vet care.